episode 2759, Going Above and Beyond.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend. And you know what? It's just around the corner. That's school. So I want you to put all of that worry aside. I don't want you to stress about anything. I just want you to focus on your relationship. Your marriage is what counts today, going above and beyond. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. When I think about it, marriage is never easy, right? And there will always be more days where you're going above and beyond, to the point where sometimes you're just exhausted emotionally, physically, relationally. You're just like, I'm done. But don't fret. How you love matters. You know, every day is your day to love on your spouse. You get to choose what that looks like. So what does that look like right now? Well, I got to tell you what it looks like for me. Right now, we're in the middle of vacay. Okay, actually, we're not. We are just in preparation for it. Do you know how crazy it is? Do you know how hard it is to get 8 people where they need to go, and then you got a little one following behind too, always a shadow? Oh my goodness, all I can say is, yes, it brings me back to, can I really do this? Yet, that's kind of what it looks like in marriage. We look at it, and there are days that I'm like, oh my gosh, this is awesome, right? We love it. But there are other days that we look at it, and we're like, there's no way I can do it. I'm out of here. You got to take a deep breath. And you've got to be willing to say, all right, I can do this, going above and beyond. So let me ask you this. Do you get frustrated easy when your spouse doesn't respond or react the way you think? There's no controlling our spouses. We would love to. I know I would. But in actuality, I really don't. If I really think about it, I mean, think about that. Would you really want to be able to program your spouse to do exactly what you want to do? Okay, even if you don't like surprises, that would get boring after a while. Right? The spontaneity is awesome in a marriage, and that comes from going above and beyond. But when we look at controlling our spouses and we know we can't, what you can control is yourself. Correct. We can control ourselves, which means we get to decide, are we going to go above and beyond? That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Go above and beyond. Take the bull by the horns and hold on. Don't lose sight of the goal at hand, loving your spouse unconditionally. It's hard. I know. I've been married for many, many years. We've been together for over 30 years. Actually, well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, okay, we could be calculating here for a while. So I'll just say we're embarking on like 32 and a half, 33 years. It's crazy. Awesome. But was it always happily ever after? No. Were there times I thought I'm done? Uh-huh. Were there times recently I thought I'm done? Uh-huh, like less than a couple hours ago. I'm not kidding you. Preparation for vacation is crazy busy. And we're taking 2 cars. We've never done this before. It's our first time. Plus, you know, you got the pandemic, and then you're like, oh, I've got to take this, and then you got the little shadow. And then you're like, okay, I've got to prepare for all of that. But what you should really be preparing for is your love on your spouse. How do you show up? So I just want you to think about that this weekend. How can I love my spouse unconditionally? And the challenge is really, how can you go above and beyond for your spouse in their everyday? You know, one way I do it with my husband is I really want him to tell me when he's on his way home. Not because I don't want him to catch me not doing anything, because that's usually what, you know, people think. They're like, oh, so you just don't want to get caught on the couch. No, that's not it. I don't mind getting caught on the couch. What I mind is I want to be able to serve him the minute his car hits the driveway. I want to be ready. So that might be, I want to have his favorite drink ready, which, yes, it's nothing fancy. It's a Pepsi on wonderful ice, cold as anything. Loves it. But I want to be able to do that and give that to him so he doesn't have to fuss over it. A lot of times he comes home and he has meetings and he has conference calls. Well, if I can go ahead and have dinner ready or be able to work around a snack in between the meeting and the conference calls and all of that, That's wonderful. It makes his life just a little bit easier. But I don't know when I need to do that until I know he's coming home. So that's one thing I've asked him to do for me so I can better serve him. So what's a better way you can serve your spouse in their everyday? But I also want to caution you of this. You might think you're doing what it takes to go above and beyond already. You might be saying, Christiane, I don't need this. I soar every day. Man, my husband, he just loves how I take care of him. Does he really? Or are there some areas that you could dig into a little bit more? Challenge yourself. You can always give more than you think. And I know from experience. So don't think you've got that all buttoned down. You don't. Figure out a way of how else you can serve. And guess what? If you don't know, ask. That's the best thing. Just ask. Say, hun, you know, I've really been thinking about some things. I'd really like to be able to serve you. What serves you? What can I do for you today? That's one of my favorite questions of the day is, what can I do for you today? And then be sure you celebrate each other. And that starts by celebrating your spouse, right? As you love, celebrate that impact you've had on the day. Give yourself an attagirl. Woohoo! Pat yourself on the back. Sometimes we beat ourselves up more than we give ourselves credit for. Now, that doesn't mean you get to call your girlfriend up and tell her all these stories of what happened and say, oh, you won't believe it, and this is what he did, and this is how I responded. No, this is a heart check here. This is saying, you know what, girl, you did it. And if you really want to feel good, you don't have to spread it around to everybody. You can look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, girl, you got this. You did it. Look at that smile on his face when he walked in the door. Or as he came up from, you know, working hard in the yard over the weekend, right? Whatever it is for you. But understand too, love is challenging. Loving is challenging, but it's so rewarding. Make time to truly love your spouse, because I think a lot of us, including myself, we think we've got it down. And as my husband walked out to go in one car and I'm driving the other car and we're actually leaving later and it's a little bit crazy still leaving later, we're going to be pulling in probably about 2.5-3 hours later than them. And I wanted to be there 2-3.5 hours before them. Yeah. So that just tells you the whole story. But the cool thing was, is that we're both in our separate cars, but our love connects us no matter where we are. So that's what you want to look at. You want to feel that connection no matter where you are, knowing that, okay, this is how I'm serving and I'm doing it the best that I can. And when you question it, just ask, how can I serve you today? Go out, my friend. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.